Massman standing in there. Right-handed bat. Swing and a miss. So count levels at 1-1. In there, that's going to be high, so count goes 2-1 to Massman. Thanks again for joining us in this very, very, very nice, pleasant Thursday afternoon. A little bit of rain, but it's not gonna do too bad as sun's starting to peek up through there. Count goes 2-2. Popped up, foul way out of play. That goes into the ditch on the other side of the road. So count stays 2-2. Arheim fires in there, and that's a big swing and a miss. Down goes Massman for the first out of the inning. Luke Anderson. He makes his way to the plate, and he hits a grounder. That's over to Beck at shortstop. Beck fires over to Baumgart. In time, but pulls him off the bag, so that's going to be a E6 that allows Anderson to reach. Now that might be a little bit of a hard call, but that throw was in time, but just wide of the mark. Sending up Jackson Reddy with one on, one out, in the top of the second inning. Orheim checks the runner. He throws. That's going to be in the dirt. Got bounced to the backstop. Runner advances to second on the wild pitch. No harm, no foul as of yet, but runner just moved up one base. Not a situation you necessarily want to be in, but could be a lot worse. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. So count goes 1-1. Two ready. As Lincoln softball, swing and a miss. Lincoln softball and Assumption softball are getting underway as we speak in their respective playoff regional finals. Again, Wisconsin Rapids up at four-seeded Chippewa Falls. It's going to be a ball. Count goes 2-2. Assumption, they are number one seed, and they're hosting four-seeded Cochran Fountain City. Saw their bus coming into town as I was getting done with work. And there's a foul back into the screen. So we stay at 2-2. Runner on second for Alma Center Lincoln. Pitch in. That's going to be lifted foul out of play. Hits one of the buses there, or little vans, I should say, that brought the Hornets to town. Always kind of wondered in that situation if they did any damage to it, if that would be vandalism of school property. I wouldn't think so. It's the team's fault for parking there, but it is school property. What a way to end your school year. Innocent little baseball game, and you break a window on the school bus that got you here, and you get it for vandalism of school property. Wonderful. As there is a called strike three. Too ready for there is your second out of the inning as the rain picks up a little bit in intensity as I got everything covered as I should. But the sun's peeking out, so that stands for something. And pitch in the way, and that is a called strike. Pitch on the way, and that's going to be chopped over to shortstop to Beck. Beck throws in time to Baumgart for your third out of the inning, 6-3 in that inning. There is no runs, no hits, one error, and one left. We're through one and a half here at Palin Field, and that will be Port Edwards coming up to bat with a 2-0 lead. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
We continue to make progress, but there remains a shortage of WIAA licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin. We salute those who have committed their time and effort to ensure we maintain education-based athletics, because without officials, there are no games. Please don't hesitate if you want an exciting and rewarding experience. It's also a great way to earn more than a few dollars. Get licensed as a contest official today by accessing the Officials tab at the top of the WIAA website at wiaawi.org to get started. A message from Civic Media and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the second inning coming your way here at Palin Field, as the Port Edwards Blackhawks, they hold a 2-0 advantage over Alma Center Lincoln in this WIAA Division 4 regional quarterfinal contest. Coming up next is going to be the 7-hitter Sam Martinson, followed by 8 Aiden Schumer, and 9 Max Michaels. The sun really peeking out now as the rain continues to fall. If anything, it's gotten a little more intense. I was offered up some more covers for the electronics, as I greatly appreciate that, as I'm sure Seth appreciates that, hearing that me say that right now. As the sun out fully now, as we play on, the first pitch to Martinson is swung on and missed, so down the count, 0-1. Nice little sun shower we got going on here. Can't complain too much about that, except for the fact it is, in fact, raining, as there's a grounder hit to the pitcher. And two first in time for the first out of the inning. 1-3. Next up, Aiden Schumer, as he comes to the plate for his first appearance of the day. And, of course, you know, with it being raining, those mosquitoes are coming. Had to chase a few away already. I say some sweet. Everyone else says, Mike, you're full of it. I got him this time, though. However, pitch on the way, and that's going to be a ball. So the count goes. That swung and a miss. And so the count goes 0-2 to Schumer. Yeah, forecast didn't say anything about these little pop-up showers that have come through today, as there's a strikeout looking for Schumer, and he's down, second out of the inning, coming up for Max Michaels. Max Michaels, number 9 hitter. He can maybe turn over the order and get that top of the order going as the Blackhawks try to pile on a few more runs. Pitch low for ball. Very pleasant day today, however, minus the few rain showers we've had. Pitch on the way. Foul to Michaels. Count levels 1-1. Again, as I said earlier, this game is obviously an important game for both teams in playoffs, but a little more to life with it. As unfortunately, tragically, earlier in the week, a member of the Alma Center Lincoln's baseball team lost his life in a car accident. So they're playing with a little bit of heavy hearts, as it is a situation that the boys from Port Edwards are familiar with that feeling, as they had a tragically lost life of a classmate a year or so ago. Football field, he was a baseball player as well, so they know what it's like to lose a friend, lose a teammate, as there's a fly ball hit out to center, and it's going to drop there for a single for Michaels. Center fielder just couldn't get there in time, so there's a two-out single by Michaels to turn over the order and bring up Eric Mock. Eric Mock, he was grounded out 6-3 in the first inning, so he's 0-1 in the game. These high school sports, they teach you so much about life. You know, things don't always go your way, and there's pickoff, and they got him. Will it be 1-3-6-1? 1-3-6-1-4 pickoff attempt. Back to three. And he's tagged out. Caught stealing. I'll try to remember that one. Caught stealing. 1-6-3-1-4-3 for the third out in the inning. So, and that being said, no runs. One hit, no errors, nobody left. As we are through two innings, Port Edwards holds a 2-0 lead over Alma Center Lincoln. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
WisCountry 105.5 WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of these local businesses so that we can bring high school sports action to you. Greenway RV, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Join me, Mike Comer, as I bring you all the action on WisCountry WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out, because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Top of the third inning coming at you here at Palin Field. Port Edwards still holding a 2-0 lead over Alma Center Lincoln. Orheim in for his third inning of work. First pitch going to be off the mark, back to the backstop, as that is the opening pitch of the inning to Jackson Wiss. Be 9-1-2 batters scheduled in this inning, barring any base. Pitch on the way. That's going to be swing and a miss this time to Wiss as the count levels up 1-1. Sprinkles have let up just a little bit. I'm still not going to get too ahead of myself in uncovering all the equipment. Pitch up there. That's going to be a ball. Count goes 2-1. Update from Robinson Park. Assumption Royals are already up 4-0 in the first inning over Cochran Fountain City in softball action. So good for the Royals. They're looking to secure what I jokingly say their 10,000th regional title. Pitch on the way. That's going to be up there off the glove of Martinson for a ball. His count goes full, 3-2. As I was saying before, you know, high school sports are such a great thing for teaching, you know, about life of wins and losses. And there's a big swing and a miss by Wiss for the first out of the inning, sending things up for Luke Fisher in the one spot. Fisher, he is 0-1 with the ground out, 6-3 in the first inning. But it's a tough spot. You know, you learn so much about life in the high school sports realm. I remember when I wrestled, I learned a lot about life. You know, sometimes no matter how hard you work, it's still not good enough in life, and that is true. You win, you lose. There's always going to be a winner, always going to be a loser. And there's just so many great things that high school sports do, and unfortunately they don't prepare often the loss of a friend or a teammate, but sometimes it's something you have to go through, and fortunately Alma Center is dealing with that right now. But as I said, that's the same thing that Port Edwards has had to deal with in the past as well. So if there's any team that knows what it's like, you know, Alma can sit there and say, hey, at least Port knows. They get it. As there's a foul sent out of play, as count goes 1-1. Pitch on the way for Orheim. That's going to be a grounder. Going to be foul. as Max Michaels was right there to gather the ball and prepare his throw to first. But either way, that was foul. As we move right along, top of the third inning, Port Edwards leading 2-0. Pitch on the way, and that's going to be a grounder. That's a grounder to over to Beck. Beck fires in time to Baumgart. As there is your second out of the inning, 6-3, setting up for Jay Stetzer. Stetzer, he's 0-1 with a strikeout in the first inning. So move a couple of the things around here. There's the first pitch in there called strike. So that works out there in Port's advantage. As that rain brought out some of the mosquitoes that have taken up residence all over the area. With all that blasted rain, that's really going to bring them out. And it sure has. As there's another pitch in there, that's called strike. 0-2 count, two out. And there's your called strike three. That is your inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Middle third inning, Port Edwards still leads. 2-0. Due up in the bottom of third inning is 1-2-3 batters for Port Edwards. And we'll get to that just momentarily on 105.5 WIRI.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I saw her sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care.
So much for sitting in the rain. That hopefully is over with as we are still here at Charles F. Palin Field. Where Port Edwards, they hold a 2-0 lead over Alma Center Lincoln. Moving right on along, it's going to be the order of 1-2-3 here for Port Edwards. Smock gets to get a new at bat here as he was at the plate when Max Michaels was caught stealing in the last inning. So we get to move right back into the of Michaels. So far, Jace Paul for the Hornets. He's got two strikeouts, no walks, as he has allowed two runs, three hits, and stranded one batter. So Mock stands in there. Left-handed bat. Pitch, first pitch, low in the dirt. So 1-0 count to Mock. Then, of course, we got track and field sectionals going on today. Assumption sent a whole bunch. I believe Port sent one or two. Nakusa sent a few. And so did Lincoln. So we're still in the bottom of the first inning over. End of the first inning, excuse me, as Assumption holds a 4-0 lead over Cochran Fountain City in their regional final game. Assumption will face either Pepinalma I believe it was Pepin or Columbus Catholic. It'll be next Tuesday at Robinson Park, assuming Assumption wins that game. His count goes 3-1 to Mock, and he gets hit on the calf, so he gets based the hard way as he's hit by the pitch. It's hard way to not getting a bat. It helps the on-base percentage, but doesn't help the batting average, even though you did get hit. Not with the bat. You hit the ball with your leg, I guess, in this point. But anyway, Port has a runner on, nobody out. Set up for Brandon Beck, who reached in the first inning on an error. So hopes to keep that on-base percentage at 1,000. Pitch on the way, foul back. So count 0-1. Sun starts coming out real bright now. Clouds broke up a little bit for the time being. Mosquitoes on full attack. As runner goes from first, he's in time. Stolen base for Mock. Count is 0-1 to Beck. Waiting for that. I think that was a ball on that. There's actually swung. Or called strike, I should say. So counts 0-2 to Beck. Runner on second. Nobody out to this point. And there is a called strike. So that was a 1-1 count. So count goes 1-2. Runner on second. Nobody out. Beck, 1-2 count. Runner goes to third. And he's in there in time. So two stolen bags here in the inning for Mock. As there is a runner on third. Port is in business. Nobody out. Runner on third with Brandon Beck standing at the plate with 2-2 count. Thanks for joining, everybody. I'm 105.5 WIRI. Get to enjoy another ball game here in the airwaves as there is a opposite field hit. Right fielder coming on. Makes a basket catch as he throws into home. He's going to be way off the mark, as that'll be a sacrifice. F9 with an RBI, four back, and now it's a 3-0 game in favor of Port Edwards in the bottom of third inning, setting things up for Tyler Linsmeyer. One out, nobody on, as the senior catcher makes his final appearance here at Palin Field. Port being the sixth seed, they would be going on the road to the third seed, the three seed, as Martinson, he wastes no time in recording his second hit. Hits it right up the middle, and there's one on, one out here in the bottom third inning for Carson Arheim. As he comes up to the plate, he's 1-for-1 with two RBIs in the Port Edwards. If they come away with this win, they will either go to number three seeded Blair Taylor or host Greenwood. I don't necessarily think Greenwood's going to win that game, but if they do, the game will be here on Tuesday. But if they do not win that game, it'll be Port Edwards at Blair Taylor on Tuesday. Runner pickoff attempt at first. Ball gets away from the first baseman. And that allows Martinson to reach second. That'll be an error. That'll be an E3. And the ball was there in time. It just was not able to be caught. So that subjectively give that to the first baseman, in my opinion. Far from official. But I do believe that's what would be scored. As Arheim still standing in there with a 1-1 count. One out. Runner on second. Port Edwards enjoying a 3-0 lead in the bottom third inning. Pitch on the way. Arheim, he hits a foul up third base side through the hands and the legs of the base coach for Port Edwards as he's getting ridiculed by his players. Rightfully so. They tell him, hey, glove down, just like he tells them all the time. So turnabout is fair play, pitch on the way. And that's going to be outside. Orheim goes 2-2 in the count. Next up, Hayden Hewitt, then Chase Baumgart. As we keep moving right on along in this ball game, pitch on the way, runner goes from second, and that is a stolen base. Martinson, fleet of foot, as he gets a stolen base, and that's third stolen base in the inning by the Blackhawks. So, fly ball will score Martinson. Swing and a miss. Big strikeout for Orheim, and that is two down now, setting things up for Hayden Hewitt. Hayden Hewitt's 0 for 1 in the game as he grounded out two first in the first inning. Paul fires. Swing and miss by Hewitt. 0-1 is the count. We really move quickly to the end of the school year sports season. Throw on the way, and that is going to be lined through the gap, and that will be an RBI single for Hayden Hewitt. As Tyler Martinson, he scores, and that's 4-0 ball game. Bottom third inning for Port Edwards as Chase Baumgart steps to the plate. Baumgart, he's 0 for 1 with a strikeout from the first inning. Yeah, hit it and make it bad. Called strike on the first pitch. 1 count to Baumgart. Swing and a miss. That's going to be 0-2 to Baumgart. Well, the sun's really coming out here, Palenfield. And that is a called strike 3 on Baumgart for the third out, but not before Port Edwards does a little bit more damage. 2 runs, 2 hits on an error, and 1 left. We're through 3 innings here. Port Edwards holds a 4-0 lead over Home Center Lincoln. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or a spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WisCountry.com. Your news, just for Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, and nearby communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WIRI News.
Top of the fourth inning coming your way as Port Edwards holds a 4-0 lead over Alma Center Lincoln. Coming up is going to be your 3-4-5 hitters for the Hornets. Led off, Jace Paul, Ben Ross, and then Adam Massman. Paul, he's 1 for 1 of the game with a single in the first inning, and he is on his way to 2 for 2. As he hits a single that lands just right by Hayden Hewitt in left field. So, home center, they've got something going. One on, nobody out, one on. Top of the fourth inning. Put a little charge in the Hornets playing a good game, all things considering. Pitch on the way, and that's going to be called strike to Ben Ross for 0-1 count. That's going to be a grounder getting through the hole past Sam Martinson. So there's two straight singles to start off this inning. Jace Paul and Ben Ross, two on, nobody out. Adam Massman coming up. Massman's 0-for-1 in the game with a strikeout in the second inning. As Port looking to kind of stem the tide here. Is Alma Center, they're starting to get a little bit of business going here. Pitch on the way, and that is a fly ball hit out to left, and that will be made by Hewitt, and he throws the ball in. Nobody advances, so there's your first out of the inning, F7 in the scorebook. Next up, Luke Anderson. He's didn't have an official at-bat yet as he reached on an error in the second inning. Nice pace of game that this contest is being played at. First pitch in there. That's going to be a swing and a miss for Luke Anderson. 0-1 of the count. Alrighty. Pitch on the way. That's called strike. So count goes 0-2 on Anderson. Wareheim looks the runner's back. He turns to act like he's going to throw everybody's back to where they need to be. Luke Anderson in the count, 0-2 count. Two runners on, one out. And there's a called strike three. Luke Anderson goes down looking. And that sets things up for Jackson Reddy, who's 0-for-1 with a strikeout as the Hornets potentially stranding two runners in the top of the fourth inning. But don't know if that's going to happen yet, as Reddy appears to be ready in the batter's box. Wareheim looks at the runner on second, throws, swing and a miss. Martinson, ball dead to the ground. Thought the ball got behind him. It was right there, right in front of him, so it makes the throw back. No one advances. Strike nonetheless, 0-1 count. Two, Reddy. Called strike. So that's 0-2 to Reddy. Clouds moving in a little bit more. There's another pitch in there, and that's going to be high. So 1-2 moves the count. Swing and a miss, and down goes Reddy. And there's your third out of the inning. Wareheim, he gets out of a jam. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two left. We're through the top of the fourth inning. Port Edwards holding a 4-0 lead over Alma Center Lincoln. Bottom fourth inning coming your way in just a moment. 105.5 WIRI.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Sportsmanship doesn't stop when the game ends. It's part of the community you live in. Respect, character, dignity, and leading by example. That's why Rural Mutual Insurance has been a proud sponsor of the WIAA Sportsmanship Award since it started 60 years ago. From baseball and softball to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It also celebrates sportsmanship in your community. Visit www.ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can partner to be true champions.
I want a girl with a mind like a diamond. I want a girl. 7-8-9 batters due up for the Blackhawks, bottom of the fourth inning. Sam Martinson, Aiden Schumer, and Max Michaels. Sam Martinson 0 for 1 with a 1-3 putout in the second inning. Then Schumer, he struck out looking before Max Michaels hit a two-out single. So there's a good chance the top of the order could get back in the way of the Blackhawks if someone reaches base. So again, Port leading 4-0 in the fourth inning. Bottom fourth inning, I should say. Warm-up pitches being finished up as I speak it, and we are on our way to the start of the inning. Got another update from Robinson Park. Assumption, top third, leading 6-0 over Cochrane Fountain City. So, looks like the Royals will be moving on to the next round if they keep it up at that pace. But we still got plenty of ball game to be played there, as we do here, as the pitch, first pitch, underway, and that is low to Martinson for ball. 1-0 count to Sam Martinson. As the clouds thin and thicken and blow right on through is what they do. It's like a pitch in there. That's going to be low for a ball. 2-0 is the count. Pitch on the way, and that's going to be inside. 3-0 count to Martinson, so he's one pitch away from working a walk, a leadoff walk here in this bottom fourth inning. Again, Port leading 4-0 over Home Center Lincoln. Good 6-11 matchup, and that pitch is called strike, so the count moves 3-1 to the young Martinson, little brother to Tyler, both sons of head coach Ben. There is a fly ball hit to shallow center. Second baseman, he ranges back, and he makes the catch. So that'll be an F4 for first out to Martinson. Next up, Aiden Schumer. He's 0-1 with a strikeout looking in the second inning. As Schumer, he stands in there. And he swings foul up the first base side. 0-1 is the count to Schumer. Again, I know I brought the game on Monday between Assumption and Port Edwards baseball yet again. And that one, Port Edwards, well, I should say first, Assumption, they played a very well-played game. They played well. They played about as well as I've seen them play all year. And they got the win 13-3. But there is something to be said, not to take any credit away from that, but that was a different Port Edwards team. They played a lot of their younger players, some of their bench players, as they were not necessarily, this was not, they didn't look playing on Monday. But either way, they're getting the job done right now. As Schumer, he lines one into left field. So there is a one-out single for Schumer. As it brings up Max Michaels, who's 1-for-1 with a single in the second inning. So runner on, one out for Port. In the bottom fourth inning, 4-0 lead. Pitcher moves home. There is a ground ball hit to second. Second flips to short in time for the fielder's choice. As Michaels, he reaches safely on the fielder's choice. 4-6, the putout for the second out on Schumer. And that still turns over the order. For Eric Mock. Eric Mock, he is 0-for-1 in the game with a ground out in the first inning, but then he was hit by a pitch in the third and scored a run after two stolen bases. So he's looking to finally get a hit and not be hit by a pitch as we navigate through this bottom fourth inning. First pitch in there is bouncing, and that's low. So 1-0 count to Mock. Max Michaels stands in at first. Pitch swung on a miss, and that by Mox. Count levels up 1-1. Pitch on the way, runner goes, and there's a called strike. Runner in there in time. Michaels, he reaches second on stolen base. But they're still called striking that at bat, so it's a 1-2 count. Setting up to Mock. Runner on second. 4-0 ball game, bottom fourth. We inch closer and closer to the 6 o'clock hour. It's about 20 minutes away. Pitch on the way. And that's called strike 3-2 Mock for the third out of the inning. No runs. One hit. No errors. One left. We are through four innings here at Charles Palin Field, and it is a 4-0 ball game in favor of Port Edwards over Alma Center. Bringing a fifth inning here in just a couple moments. Keep listening on 105.5 WIRI.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy.
It's painful concert number 3.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19.
We are the boy band.
Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Sir Duke brings us back here, top of the fifth inning. It's WIA Division 4 regional quarterfinal ball game between Alma Center Lincoln and the Port Edwards Blackhawks. 8-9-1 for the batting order for Alma in the fifth inning. Caleb Wiss leads things off. Pitch on the way from Orheim. He's dealing. That's going to be high and inside for a ball. 1-0 count to Wiss. That's going to be followed by Jackson Wiss. So Caleb standing in there. Pitch. That's going to be outside this time as it'll be a 2-0 count. Mosquitoes getting thick out here despite the full sun. No wind to keep them away. Again, I argue it's just because I'm so sweet that they keep attacking me. Sure. We'll argue. Swing and a miss there for Wiss as the count levels up 2-2. That's going to be a ball, full count. That was way high out of the zone. Orheim trying to work another out as Wiss. He's 0-for-1 in the game with a ground out in the second inning as he sends that pitch way over the backstop and out of play. So we live to see another pitch at full count. Pitch on the way. That's a swing and a miss by Caleb Wiss for the first out. Jackson Wiss coming up. He is 0-for-1 with a strikeout in the third inning. Pitch on the way. That's going to be called strike on the inside corner. There's a swing and a miss. So there's count leveling up at 1-1. There's a called strike And that is strike three to Jackson West for the second out. And that moves things right up to the top of the order for Luke Fisher. Luke Fisher, he's 0 for 2 with two groundouts. Shortstop to first. Beck to Baumgart. So we'll see what he can do. He's made contact. Maybe he can get it away from Beck. But Beck's there for it. He's already gotten him twice. Pitch on the way for Morheim. And that is lined to the outfield. Long ways to run for Hewitt, and he cannot get there. That's going to be a double for Fisher. So he's got a two-out double. So he got off the schneid there, got his first hit of the ball game. Luke Fisher did. As that sets up Jay Stetzer, he's 0 for 2 with two strikeouts looking. So he's trying to drive in Fisher for Alma's first run of the game. Do not have an update for you Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln fans out there. No update as of yet. Good try one of my avenues. To see if I can find out a score there. As they will be making a mound visit. Speaking of mound visits, if you need to make a visit to any electrical contracting services, I suggest going over to Ecotec. They've been in commercial, industrial, and residential contracting business since 1970. And I always say, you're not going to be in business for a long time if you don't do quality work. In 1970, that's a long time. So with that, you need any of that electrical service done, I suggest giving them a look. Give them a call. See what they can do for you. And if any business out there is interested in advertising or sponsoring during these games, give Pam or Ashley a call in the or stop in the station and talk to them. They'll be more than happy to work with you. You can even say hi to Seth if he's bouncing around in there. James as well. They catch me in there once in a while. Once in a while. Thanks to all our sponsors. We wouldn't be able to bring these games without you. As there is a liner shot right back to Orheim. And there is your third out of the inning. There's no runs. One hit, no errors. One left. That was self-perseverance there for Orheim as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Port Edwards leading Alma, Center Lincoln, 4-0. Back here with the bottom half of the inning, just a moment, 105.5 WIRI.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones.
2-3-4 batters due up here for Port Edwards, bottom of the fifth inning. Holding a 4-0 lead over Alma Center Lincoln. Be Brandon Beck leading things off as he does not have an official at-bat in the game as he reached on an error in the first inning and had a sacrifice fly in the third and batted in a run. So as those neither count as at-bats. As I said just a moment or so ago, I'll try to find a update on Wisconsin Rapids softballs. They're playing a regional final today over in Chippewa Falls. And they are in the middle of the fifth inning. Chippewa Falls, 1-0. Chippewa Falls got their run in the bottom of the fourth. So we'll see if the Raiders can get their bats going as they start slipping out of time in their season as it is going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Gotta check for an update quick here as it is the bottom third inning. Assumptions find themselves in a little bit of a ball game as Cochran Fountain City, they've closed in on that Assumption lead. Assumption leading 6-4. See if there's any other games. I know Assumption Baseball, they're in a game. They are trailing Oliva Strom, bottom third inning, 1-0. So they're locked in a bit of a ball game there. Pitch not where it needed to be. Count goes to 1-1 to Brandon Beck. Then the final ball team just taking a look. As it will be Port Edwards, or I mean, excuse me, Nakusa and New Glarus. They do not have a score yet. So plenty of ball being played around the area. Hopefully all these local teams can get some wins. As there is a ball way inside as Beck jumps out of the way. It goes 2-2 count. Nobody out. 4-0 lead, Port Edwards in the fifth inning. Bottom of the fifth. As clouds start rolling back in a little bit. Swing and a miss. And there is a strikeout for Beck. So his first recorded at bat and does not go the way he wants as he strikes out. Setting up Tyler Martinson, who's 2-for-2. Two runs scored. Stolen base. Two singles. Senior looks to get back on base for a third time today. Martinson stands in there. Ball is low and inside. So 1-0 count. Pitch on the way to Martinson. And he hits one hard but foul and out of play. Next week we'll be hopefully bringing you some more high school action. Tuesday, if Sumption pulls out their softball game, I believe we'll be watching them as they take on either Columbus Catholic or Pepin. It's called strike. Conco's 1-2 to Martinson. Pitch on the way. Is that line? That would have gone right into the dugout of the Hornets. I'd say that gone right into the Hornets' nest. But the fence was there to stop it. The lefty, Jace Paul, he's dealing a pretty good ball game. Just those couple of runs up, keeping Alma in it as the ball is low and inside. Count look, goes up to 2-2. Pitch on the way, and that's popped up. You see that gets out of play, and it will. So out of play, and there is a 2-2 count, still living. One out in the bottom of the fifth inning for Tyler Martinson. And there is a strike three, and down goes Martinson with a second out. First time he did not reach base today, setting up Carson Orheim, who's 1-for-2, has a double, 2 RBI, and a strikeout on the day. Orheim stands in the batter's box. He welcomes Paul's first offering. Throw on the way. It's going to be low. 1-0 count to Orheim. There is another pitch in there. That's going to be a ball. So 2-0 count goes to Orheim. And there is a grounder that gets over to shortstop. Shortstop fires to first in time. 6-3, heck of a throw deep in the hole was Lou Fisher. Has hit Jackson Reddy right on the mark for the third out in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We're through five innings here at Palin Field. And we've got a Port Edwards lead of 4-0 over Alma Center Lincoln. We'll be back here at the top of the sixth inning just in a moment here on 105.5 WIRI.
Greenway RV is your one-stop destination for family fun and easy travel. No need to hesitate whether to take your family and friends with you for travel. A fantastic trip starts with Greenway RV, a proud sponsor of high school sports on 105.5 FM WIRI Wiscountry Legends. Stop into Greenway RV at 8220 State Highway 13 today and discover just how badly you've been needing a new camper. With fully customizable campers and RVs and financing included, what's holding you back?
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them, but with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly, so get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Back here, top of the sixth inning, Port Edwards holding on to a 4-0 lead over Alma Center Lincoln with the 3-4-5 batters coming up for the Hornets. Jace Paul, he will be leading things off for the Hornets as he's 2-for-2 with a pair of singles in the game. He'll be followed then by Ben Ross and Adam Massman, assuming. Then after that, we'll see if I can reach base, Luke Anderson. But first pitch, that's going to be foul and out of play for a strike, 0-1 count. There's Boerheim. He's into his five innings for sure. There is a liner. Here's hit number 3 for Paul. He's got a lead, gets a leadoff walk, so his third, or leadoff single for his third hit of the game, bringing up Ben Ross, who's 1-for-2 with a single in the fourth inning, and he flew out shortstop in the first. Pitch on the way, and that's going to be foul. Oh, fair ball, actually. It's going to be a fair ball as the manager goes over to have a word with them. As they're going to have the umpiring crew have a chat and see if that was the call, if it would be a foul ball, or if he is out 2-3. Foul ball is the call. So runner goes back to first. Back to the batter's box goes back to the batter's box goes Ross with a 0-1 count. Port softball, the other season come to an end the other day. Yesterday at the hands of Cochran Fountain City, 13-3. Port led early and that just couldn't get things done as there's a grounder back to first as Boerheim. They wanted to go to second, but no one was on the bag ready at the time, as there will be a 1-3 on the putout for the first out. And I understand a little frustration for Boerheim, but happened bang, bang. Guys got to get over there in the right spot. I mean, the perfect time for a double play ball. But, I mean, that's asking quite a little bit of your teammates. As the ball gets through the infield, and the runner comes around second and will score. So there is an RBI single by Adam Massman to score Jace Paul. And there is your first run of the game for Alma Center Lincoln. Luke Anderson comes up. He's 0 for 1. He reached base with an error in the second inning and struck out in the fourth. As there's a runner on first with one down here in the top of the sixth inning. 4-1 ball game. Port Edwards leading.